Coming up in this newscast, Cameroonian athletes competing at the 23rd African Senior Athletics Championships in Douala continue chasing the first gold medal 4 days into the event. Clovis Kamzong Abosolo and Mariol Kenyi are the winners of the 2024 National Cycling Competition in Cameroon. And in golf, world number one, Scotty Scheffler has prevailed in the playoffs at the Travelers Championship to secure his sixth PGA Tour win of the season. Those were major stories. The 23rd African Senior Athletics Championship, ongoing in Douala, Cameroon, enter day four today with athletes battling for medals and qualification to next month's Olympic Games in Paris, France. For details on the continental event, let's connect with CRTV's envoy to Douala, Marcel Fortier, who is standing by with the first part of the news. Good morning, Marcel.
Good morning, Ben Collins, Nyoeberu, and welcome to Douala for the African Athletics Championships news. It is day four of the event that started last Friday, and we have several finals to look forward to from 3 p.m. The heptathlon events that began yesterday will conclude today with finals in high jump, 200 meters, and javelin throw, as well as the men's and women's 4x100-meter relay series. The final of the women's 10,000-meter race is also highly awaited at 5 p.m. So far, Nigeria is topping the medal chart with 3 gold, 2 silver, and 3 bronze, totaling 8 medals. Team Nigeria's lone gold medal on day 3 was claimed by Ese Brume in the women's long jump event, further consolidating their dominance in the competition. Nigeria is closely followed by Kenya, which dominated the men's and women's 800-meter finals. Alex Kingetich reigned supreme in the men's category, while Sarah Moran cruised to victory in the women's event. At the end of the race, both athletes were overwhelmed with joy.
Everybody was well prepared, and in every race there must be a winner and a loser. So I just thank my competitors, because if they were not them, I could have not run alone. So I just thank them.
I was so excited because this was my first African game. But I was looking for qualification, actually, but I have got a gold for African games. Even though I'm so happy, even if I didn't get a qualification for Olympics, I'm so excited.
While the likes of Alex and Sarah were jubilating, Laura Saline Eyike and others who represented Team Cameroon had nothing to celebrate, as they were all eliminated in their different disciplines, stretching the host's poor form in the competition with only 1 silver medal won thus far.
I'm very disappointed about the performance because it was very bad, but I'm very proud to represent Cameroon, and I'm very proud to be here because the public was crazy, so it was very amazing. I was very bad in my running, so I have to change a lot of things to improve my level, so I will do that in training next week.
How did you assess the performance of your fellow contestants?
Here it's a very big championship, the level is very high, so I was here to be very competitive, but the others are the best today, but I hope I will beat them the next competition. And it's very cool to have a big championship like this here.
Have you qualified for the Olympics already?
No, I'm so sad because I missed my qualification for the Olympics. So I want to train better for the World Championship next year.
Laura Saline reacting shortly after her elimination from the women's high jump. While appreciating the level of the competition so far, Dauda Aziz, a technical director with the African Athletics Confederation, addressed some organizational lapses that had been criticized by some athletes and the sporting public.
I can tell you that I'm happy, because in the first day we had some little problems. We have somebody cut a cable, for example, for the chronometer, and we had to handle with another system. We succeeded to do it because we have done the competition. But the second day was better. Of course, we didn't have any problem in out of the qualification for the 100, there were some protests, so we had to do the job as properly, watching the images and reconsidering all these protests one by one by the jury. And then we told the athletes that it's better for them than we change the program and we run at the last of the day. Athletics is precision. When you lose a cable, it's a catastrophe for us. But we have done our best. And we brought a Cameroonese electrician who knows about the cables and he repaired it for us for today. But this job was not to be done on the stadium, but after we finished, all the cables worked on it. The level is very good. Till the moment, all the performances are good. And we had two championships records in the shot put man with a world-class performance over 21 meters. It's fantastic. It's one of the best performances in the world right now. And the second time that we have done such performance in Africa. Because usually the athletes are doing those kinds of performance outside Africa. Now we started to have this level of performance in Africa. We had the record of the women discus, which was very, very interesting to see that Africa is improving. We have at the CA, our aim is to give Africans the possibility to run in Africa. Because for the moment, if you want to do good performance, you have to travel outside Africa, Europe, for example. And majority of our athletes are running in Europe. Then we bring them back home. We give them the possibility to have a good platform. Platform is not fantastic, but it's good. Because the level of the performances that we registered was good. That's the index. To improve our organization, to be better, to give more possibilities to the athletes to express their talent, because there's a lot of talent.
That wraps up this edition of African Athletics Championships News, presented by Marcel Mfochie, with technical assistance from Brisson and Richard Bibi. Back to you, Ben.
Thank you so much, Marcel Mfochie, and your entire team out there. The two matches of the National Handball Championships in the women and men's categories took place over the weekend in Bafoussam and Yaoundé with the following results recorded. In the women's category, Yoke 47, the University of Buya Handball Club 24, Dynamic of Bokito 26, the Douala Handball Club 9, Divas of Bafoussam 34, Tigres of Bachanga 18, Dynamic of Bokito on Sunday 34. The University of Buya Handball Club 13. In the men's category on Saturday, Friendship Handball Club of Yaoundé 46. The University of Buya Handball Club 22. Spashats of Yaoundé 40. Soleil Levant of Betwa 14. Fans of Yaoundé 31. Veto of Buya 14. And on Sunday, Fab defeated Renaissance of Douala by 25 goals to 13. Here are the reactions of some handball players of the University of Buya after their matches.
Chula Junior, former player of the national team. We are a growing team and I'm very happy for the team. We have a lot of young guys here who just had their first experience for the first division. So with this kind of performance that they did, I'm very happy for the performance. I try my best to bring all of the experience after a long while. I try my best and I continue to work to give what I have in my body for the team. They scored us at the end of the day, but we knew that we had to lose this match at least a defense of one. But it happened that we lost defense of five, but no problem. So I'm very happy with the score for today. We are working, and as you can see, me, I'm a player and I'm a coach. I bring the tactical part of the training to the team, and I'm a player as well.
Kangwe Kumande Delton, physical and sport education teacher, the government Balimba High School Bad Chairman, and a coach of Veto Handball Club Buya. You know, I am very, very impressed coming up for the first time in the competition at this level with the best team so far in Cameroon, with Zico at least. I am proud of my team because this is just our first year to engage into the championship. And I'm really impressed about the game. It was a good match. Even though we lose, but I'm happy about my team. We're losing a match in defense of four, with just a new team like this, going back, I'll put myself into the job and I'll put myself back into the game, and I know very well that I'm going to do it.
Clovis Kamzonga Bosolo is the winner of the 2024 National Cycling Championship. He covered the 158-kilometer distance from Nomayos to Ngome Zap and back to Nomayos in 3 hours, 42 minutes and 52 seconds. In the female category, Mariol Kenye from Renaissance Cycling Club in Bafoussam won the competition for the 4th time. She covered the distance in 82 kilometers in 2 hours, 40 minutes. Meanwhile, Didier Mofo, also from Renaissance Cycling Club, won in the junior category. And away from home, world number one in golf, Scottie Scheffler, has prevailed in the playoffs at the Travelers Championship to secure his 6th PGA Tour win of the season. The conclusion of the final round was interrupted as a group of protesters ran onto the 18th green as the last were reading their puts. When play resumed, Scheffler narrowly missed a birdie that would have clinched victory before South Korea's Tim Kim converted his bogey attempt to force a two-man playoff. And that puts the cap on this edition of the 7:30 a.m. Sports News.